gentlemen, we were in Hawaii.
I know.
And now we're halfway across the world, running into you again, Scott Butterfield. How are you?
Very good. It's great to be here, Mike. We've got a good thing going.
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe Singapore next year, yeah, right, for World Cup.
I'll agree. Or the Maldives or something like that.
I'm all in.
Hawaii
I'm
again?
All in. This is a great opportunity to be back at World Council. And thanks for giving me an opportunity to chat with you about this small credit union forum. Which this year is the inaugural event. And
party foul.
It must be lunchtime. It's an inaugural event. For sure here, and really it's a focus on path of sustainability. You know, I spent a lot of time working in the U.S., but small credit union challenges are universal.
They're global.
They're global, and they, you know, focusing from, low capacity, low resources, competition, the challenge with compliance to differentiate. And so these are global small credit union challenges. So the forum is designed to address some of those challenges. I'll be speaking with and facilitating a meeting with some great credit union best practices. Shelley McDade, Suncoast Credit Union Canada. Stephanie Sievers from Anika Credit Union in Shreveport, Louisiana, and Myra Ness from and New York University Federal Credit Union. And they're going to be talking about, the important takeaways that will be how to find unique loan niches, how to ignite passion in your credit union staff, again, with limited resources. How do you get people to jump in and want to go? And then having Shelley present, talking about some really creative, collaborative back office strategies for credit unions to come together and help share some of that back office operational expenses. So, and we'll be speaking a little bit about how credit unions can use international operating principles to differentiate. And it's interesting, I find that with the U.S., a lot of credit unions really not sure what the international operating principles are. Outside the U.S., very much so. And so we'll be talking about that a little
bit. Why is that so important for a U.S. credit union?
For U.S. credit union, it's really important because it talks about democratic control. You know, a hallmark of credit unions is having a democratically elected board of directors, which the intention is that they will represent your stakeholders, your members. They come from that community. Focus on that, and also on social awareness, social give back, which as you look at credit unions in the U.S. trying to differentiate, what are they trying to do? More socially involved, more financial inclusion. And so, very, very important for the U.S. credit unions as well. And so we'll be talking about that.
So what are the goals here? I mean, what do you want to accomplish with the people that are attending this forum? So it sounds, I mean, the smaller credit unions are the backbone of our industry because there's so many of them, and they got to survive, you know? So,
well, I would hope that key takeaways that what participants are going to walk away with, first of all, is hope. And when you hear the best practices, these are credit unions that have thriving in spite of
Their asset size?
Their asset size and the competitive and regulatory challenges. These are inspired, motivated people that really have a clear vision of what they want to accomplish. So I hope the attendees will walk away from that with a hope and a, hey, we can do this too.
Sure.
And then the second one would be with some ideas that they can go back to their credit union, and whether it's for their credit union identifying a unique loan niche, or taking that hope and inspiration back to their credit union, saying, let's go, and finding something unique to compete with. And then also, I would hope that they walk away with some resources. I know that the three panelists are very open and eager to share best practices, and so I hope the attendees will walk away with a, hey, I know a credit union I can reach out to. I know someone I can reach out to and get good ideas that will share what worked and what didn't work for them to help shorten the learning curve for trying to take on something new.
Yeah, that's going to be a powerful message to have those best practices from those folks. Now, do these credit unions, and I know a couple, I know Shelley McDade and Stephanie Sievers, they're going to be coming here in the old studio lounge talking a little later, but are these credit unions that want to remain small, or are they looking to get big? Because I know there's a lot of Creightons out there. Hey, we want to be small. We like our size right now. How can we, you know, how can they remain, I don't want to say competitive, I guess?
Yeah, I would say what drives them, and I see this with the best practice Creightons that we work with that are small, it's not as much a desire to be big. It's a desire to accomplish their vision and to have the member impact that they want, but it's also a goal to gain the scale that they need to be able to compete with technology, compete in the market for, you know, for price and access and delivery, and remain relevant to their members. So really, what I see with these creditings is not a we want to reach a certain asset size. It's we want to thrive, we want to help our members, and we want to grow at a level to where we can keep up with those things to remain relevant.
Yeah. Even though it is a numbers game, they don't want to look at the numbers. Because, I mean, you have to look at the numbers in order to stay in business. Sure. That's just general business. But you're looking at the bigger picture, serving your members and fulfilling their needs. And then the numbers will tell the tale.
That's exactly what happens with credit unions like this. And also, and I know you're going to be speaking to her later, Winona Nava, who is a U.S. best practice. And what happens is with a credit union like that is you focus on, you know, the member impact. You focus on the community impact. You focus on your vision. Mm-hmm. The growth and the revenue that follow are a byproduct.
Right. Exactly.
And so when you're mission focused, look out, because the growth and the revenue will come. Mm-hmm. And so it's really not, you know, asset size driven, it's impact, but the asset size comes and that gives you some scale and a better opportunity to compete. Yeah.
I agree. I'm going to switch gears here for you. I'm going to kind of wrap up here. What do you want to learn? What do you want to get out of this conference specifically? Because, I mean, we were, you know, at NAFQ in Hawaii and you did a great job there. And so what do you want to accomplish here on an international level?
Well, God, that's a great question.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess it's a learning opportunity for me.
Yeah.
I just visited with a board member from a credit union in the UK, and the opportunity to talk about last night with her about, you know, credit union challenges in a different country. Mm-hmm. It really, for me, I want to be able to walk away with some best practices that I can share with my credit union clients and credit unions in the U.S. And so really it's educational, and it's fun to come to these events and see friends, you know, that, you know, you travel halfway across the world to see some of your best friends, but really it's learning. I want to see what others are doing, and I really like to, whether it's in my articles or presentations I'm asked to give, I love to share best practices. I worked at credit union for 25 plus years, and I know there's nothing better than being able to pick up the phone or send an email to another credit union colleague and say, tell me what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so I love to share those best practices with other people, and what better place to learn it than at the World Council.
No doubt. Great message to end on. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done, sir.